I think my biggest challenge was getting through to him to understand that love is real and you have goals in mind, you have things that want to happen, and I want to help you get there.
Sometimes people tend to shy away.
When I asked Scott Lucky if his last name had anything to do with his success in the trucking industry, he laughed and said, "Well, Mike, I guess you could say I've always been lucky." But when I asked him how he and his family grew Lucky Distribution Services into the company it is today, he didn't talk about luck at all. "We work hard," he said. "We keep a close eye on the bottom line, and we treat our people the right way." In other words, Scott Lucky makes his own luck, which is precisely why he switched to Pure Talk Business. "Last month, I paid the big guys $740 for 12 lines," he told me. "This month, I paid Pure Talk $420 for the exact same service." Thousands of businesses all over the country are saving real money by switching to America's most dependable 5G network, and luck has nothing to do with it. Just dial #250 and say micro. That's #250 micro to switch to a wireless company that works as hard as you do. Pure Talk.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in Utah's Washington County offering more details on suspect Tyler Robinson, the accused killer of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Washington County Sheriff Nate Brooksby describing the call by a friend of the Robinson family who alerted authorities about the suspect.
He said, "Hey, I know who Charlie Kirk's shooter is. I know the family through religious association, and He's in Washington County now."
Brooksby described the suspect as calm and quiet when he surrendered. Classes also resuming today at Utah Valley University a week after the shooting. In the UK, President Trump and the First Lady attending a state dinner this hour at Windsor Castle, hosted by the royal family. Authorities in Pennsylvania say police officers were fired upon while on duty today. At least two are seriously injured. And the Federal Reserve Board lowering interest rates today by a quarter point, expected to ease borrowing costs. This is ABC News. Los Angeles police have identified the victim found in the trunk of a Tesla at a tow yard belonging to a popular singer.
Earlier this month, a decomposing body was found inside of an abandoned Tesla registered to singer David. His music has 33 million monthly listeners on Spotify. He's been out on a world tour performing as the LAPD has been investigating the body, which has now been identified as 15-year-old Celeste Rivas. A girl by the same name was reported missing from Riverside County in 2024. The Riverside County Sheriff says work is underway to confirm it's the same girl. Nobody has been arrested. It's unclear how the body got in that front trunk or how Rivas died. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Travelers arriving at San Francisco International Airport may be catching a ride to their next destination using driverless taxis. Waymo got the green light to test its vehicles around the airport. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions, not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, isolated storms tonight and a low in the mid-60s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, still the chance of rain, highs in the upper 70s. More storms around Friday, high-low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The State Department of Health Services reinstates its COVID-19 vaccine recommendations. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ryan Westergaard.
DHS supports the recommendations of our nation's leading medical associations who recommend the vaccine be available for individuals 6 months and older.
This follows Governor Tony Evers' executive order for the state to set its own COVID-19 vaccine guidelines. The universities of Wisconsin system adds security screenings for Board of Regents meetings this week. Attendees will be requested to walk through metal detectors. The Regents meet Thursday and Friday on the UW-Madison campus. Another Democrat enters the governor's race, State Representative Francesca Hong of Madison announcing her candidacy Wednesday morning, joining a growing field of Democratic and Republican candidates after Governor Tony Evers announced he won't seek a third term. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that Blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Ansay & Associates, your auto owner's agents, downtown Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And Numbers RS, your daily money managers. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. The Dunn County Board of Supervisors is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on amending the county supervisory district maps, issuing $3 million in general obligation promissory notes, and reports from county committees and the county administrator. Tonight's meeting begins at 7 p.m. in room 54 of the Dunn County Government Center. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is promoting the state's energy efforts. Evers was in La Crosse on Tuesday, visiting a residence that has seen multiple improvements through the Badger State Energy Innovation Grant Program. The governor says it's important for folks to seek out credits available through that program and others, like the Homes Program, so they can make improvements to their residence when possible to save money on energy. Sentencing has been ordered for a Chippewa Falls man convicted on federal drug charges. Leroy McNamara was arrested after prosecutors say he sold methamphetamine twice to a confidential informant. He later pled guilty to a distribution charge and has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. An elementary school in Menominee is getting a new playground built with help from four former Green Bay Packer players. As part of its hometown huddle program, former Packers Jared Abadaris, Ezra Tualalo, Julianus Costin, and Chris Francis all helped install the new accessible equipment at River Heights Elementary School. Now, the school is currently renovating its playground to include accessible equipment. The project was funded by both the Green Bay Packers, along with donations from the River Heights Elementary School parent-teacher organization. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include introduction of the new staff, approval of the fall 2025 dual credit requests, an update on the 25-26 preliminary enrollment numbers and enrollments from the district and building administrators. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. in the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. Meanwhile, due to a lack of agenda items, tonight's Pepin County Board meeting has been canceled. The county board's expected to meet again October 22nd. Bond has been set at $10,000 for a man accused of recording a woman in the shower on the campus at UW-Eau Claire. The incident happened Saturday at Towers Hall, with the victim saying the suspect, since identified as 26-year-old Deshaun Barkas, fled the scene after being spotted. Barkas was later arrested on a charge of capturing an intimate representation without consent and invasion of privacy with a surveillance device. A man who prosecutors say fatally shot his stepfather has learned his fate. Reports say on January 18th of 2024, Alan Fry went to his mother's Farnham Street home in La Crosse and shot 61-year-old Bradley Fredrickson multiple times. Fredrickson died at the scene. Fry pleaded no contest by reason of mental disease or defect to second-degree intentional homicide charges back in July and has now been remanded to a state mental health facility for a term of 35 years. A Wisconsin supermarket chain that started here in western Wisconsin will have new ownership. The latest consolidation in the industry will have St. Louis-based Schnucks Markets buying 100% of DePere-based Scoggins Festival Foods and its hometown grocers. The deal includes shares in the trust of the employee stock ownership plan. Schnucks Festival Foods and hometown grocers will become part of the new 1939 group, named for the year that the first Schnucks store opened. Festival Foods has more than 40 locations around Wisconsin and started back in the 60s as Scoggins IGA in La Crosse. Now both will maintain their separate corporate headquarters. The Eau Claire Police Department is planning an event aimed at helping families recognize and deal with sextortion. The event, called Protecting Our Youth, Understanding Sextortion, will take place October 1st at the Eau Claire Police Department and include comments from members of law enforcement and from parents who have experienced the loss of a child due to sextortion. That event will run from 4:30 to 8 p.m. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Bad news for consumers of a beverage many Wisconsinites love. A new study from Radboud University in the Netherlands show that mosquitoes are attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam fill out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.3 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't drink beer. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Bell hopes to conjure New Hampshire magic. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? All the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
The message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Christopher Bell is a wizard on the Magic Mile. In 5 NASCAR Cup Series starts at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway, the Joe Gibbs Racing driver has 2 victories and a runner-up result. Coming off a win at Bristol, the Oklahoma native seemingly has the wind at his back for a strong finish in Loudoun.
It's the most important race of the year so far, and hopefully there's one guy that's locked in after it. Hopefully it's me. And then we can kind of, you know, reset. But if you don't win, it just keeps amping up to be, you know, the most important race of the year. So, yeah, certainly Loudoun is one that we know we're going to have a great opportunity to put it in victory lane, a great opportunity to score a lot of points. And we need to go out there and have a good day.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code LIFE.
The Brewers send Brandon Woodruff to the mound tonight in Game 2 of their series with the Los Angeles Angels. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Crew grabbed the series opener 9-2 last night, dropping their magic number to clinch the Central Division to 7. Cubs clinched the playoff spot for the first time since 2020, knocking out the Pirates 8-4 today. Aaron Savalier earning the victory with three innings of one-hit relief as the Cubs won their fourth straight and swept the Pirates. They're 4.5 games behind the Brewers with a couple weeks to play. The Packers are back to work today, getting ready for Sunday's matchup at 0-2 Cleveland. The Browns have not been able to produce enough offensively, but they're currently number one in the league in defense. On the injury front, Matt LaFleur said today that guard Aaron Banks and tackle Zach Tom both taking part in practice on a limited basis. Seventh-ranked Badger women's volleyball team in Milwaukee tonight to take on rival Marquette. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. A recent story in Wisconsin Outdoor News shared details on the passing of two hardworking Badger State conservationists. I'll tell you more about the work of Carl Batha and Carol Murphy when we return. But first,
whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. Writing in the most recent edition of Wisconsin Outdoor News, Tim Isley reported on the passing of two hardworking conservationists this past August, Carl Batha, age 78, and Carol Murphy, age 64. Carl Batha of Platteville retired from the Department of Natural Resources as a wildlife ecologist. He originally worked for the Missouri Conservation Department, then came to work for our DNR in 1972. He worked for the agency for 36 years, helping to restore turkeys to the Badger State in the early 1970s. He also helped form the Wisconsin Student Hunter Project at UW-Madison and participated in field training exercises for the Conservation Leaders for Tomorrow program. Carol Murphy of Dodgeville was president of the Harry and Laura Knorr chapter of Trout Unlimited. She shared her passion for conservation and fly fishing with countless others. She's remembered for getting a new generation of women active in trout fishing and in leadership roles at Trout Unlimited chapters. Rest in peace to these two Wisconsin conservation leaders. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-264-0149 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-264-0149. That's 800-264-0149. What do you have to lose? Call 800-264-0149. Again, 800-264-0149.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, isolated storms tonight and a low in the mid-60s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, still the chance of rain, highs in the upper 70s. More storms around Friday, high-low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Federal Reserve issues a 25 basis point rate cut while grain and livestock markets finish mixed or lower on the day Wednesday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joins us for our market wrap-up. Arlen, let's start with that Federal Reserve news. 25 basis point rate cut as expected by many. What is your reaction and what could this mean for the markets?
That means Wall Street was not disappointed. They went into this Fed meeting really leaning hard to the dovish side on their expectations, and the Federal Reserve did not disappoint with the infamous dot plot graphic showing that Fed members plan on cutting rates two more times yet this year, which has already been priced into the market. Overall, they left their unemployment expectations for the end of this year unchanged from their last estimates at around 4.5%, overall kept inflation at 3%, which is, of course, well above the 2% mandate level, but expect to cut rates, as I said, a couple of more times. Wall Street happy with that. The market's initially rallying out of that, but now seeing some downside risks as well, but overall looks positive for the market. Will it have an impact on the grain and oil seeds? We'll have to see. Initially, we're seeing a little bit of strength come back, erasing some losses. It could give a better economic outlook if they feel like there's going to be stimulus for the economy. And if they feel like it's going to give us a weaker dollar, could make us more competitive on the world market.
I know as well the EPA releasing some guidance here in terms of the small refinery exemptions. That news coming out on Tuesday. Seems like there's been positive reaction from the ethanol industry on all of this. What is your take on what we've seen from the EPA here in the last 24 hours?
A generally positive, I'd say cautiously optimistic here, because EPA really didn't give us what the industry wants, and that is full 100% reallocation of the small refinery exemptions toward larger refineries to make them produce what small refineries are not. But the EPA did open the door to the possibility of reallocations. Now, they opened up a comment period, a 45-day comment period, which would allow comments on 100% reallocation, 0% reallocation, 50% reallocation, or something anywhere in between. And so that door is still wide open. What the 45-day comment period means that we're probably looking well into November or December before we get any certainty from the EPA. The other piece of the equation is also whether the EPA changes its 50% RIN credit for imported feedstocks or not. The oil industry's been really arguing to keep that at 100% credit because they don't believe we'll have enough feedstock domestically to meet the RVO requirements, and that is a possibility this year. So that could also impact things. The bottom line, though, is biofuel industry kind of keeping a lot of production on hold until we have some certainty, and that means we'll see softer demand for feedstock yet probably for another 2 or 3 months.
So we look at the grain and oilseed trade across the board on Wednesday, finishing up here lower with just moderate losses really across the board. And I think this is something you and I have talked about this in the last several days, that for the most part feels like we're marking time until we get more harvest results here in the U.S., Arlen.
Yeah, we really are. Generally, we saw headwinds across the board for the commodities today, as we did for the equities ahead of the Fed decision. And so that pretty much carried into the close as well. The harvest has started. Storage is going to be an issue. That could create a situation where more bushels get pushed on the market, creating some downward pressure. I think one of the keys to watch is the December corn contract, which probed for the second day in a row above chart resistance at 430 level, but was unable to hold that level because it appeared to invite farmer selling, particularly from Brazil, where farmers are undersold looking for rallies to sell. And so that's making it tough for us to sustain a move above that 430 level at this point.
Let's talk about the protein complex as well. Triple-digit losses in live and feeder cattle on Wednesday. Hogs under some pressure as well. I know we got a cattle on feed report on the way Friday, but here we go. Just more volatility in the cattle complex in particular. What are you watching? Have we seen any early cash cattle activity for this week? What's your feeling here at midweek across the proteins and the cattle in general?
We have seen some cash cattle trade relatively light yet at this point, starting in the south at around $2 lower than last week at around $238 on a live basis. But we've seen a few cattle then since during the day today go a little bit better than that at 239, which is interesting to see that stronger cash trade at a time when the product market is facing some real weakness. We entered the day today with choice cutouts down about $15 week on week, and then saw nearly another $5 decline at midday today. And so the product market struggling, but the cash market showing a little bit more firmness, and that helped the cattle market to at least pull off of its lows before close of trade today.
All right. Once again, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joining us for today's market wrap-up. Always remember that risk of trading futures and or options can be substantial. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Local markets from Wednesday at Alcivia Durand at cash and October corn 367, December 372, new crop 26, 406. Cash and October beans 934, December 943, new crop 26, 975. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 372 and three quarters, October, November 376 and three quarters, December 381 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 381, October 377, December 380. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 371, cash and new crop beans 958. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 377, new crop 26, 415, cash beans 942, new crop 26, 994. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 381, October 380, November 380, new crop 26, 420. Cash and October beans 949, November 949, and new crop 26, 1024. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 369, new crop 373, cash beans 961, new crop 961. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 228 to 247, Holstein fed cattle 194 to 220, market cows 110 to 164, bulls 168 to 204, calves 520 to 1630, beef steers 310 to 680, Holstein steers 235 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 225 and down, market lambs 220 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 85 and down, goat markets, does 115 and down, bucks 255 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 165 to 260, fed lambs 200 to 222, ewes 100 to 135. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart, grow smart with BASF. As biofuels look to find their next frontier of demand, marine shipping makes a lot of sense. Heavy ships consume a lot of fuel, and the majority of it today is a dirty, heavy product called bunker fuel. The U.S. Senate last week investigated replacing some of that with biodiesel. I'll have the details after this.
Catch up on the latest episodes of Plant Smart, Grow Smart by BASF. We talk to real farmers about real problems, like David Palmer in Northwest Missouri about tar spot.
It's been around here. It come on late last year, so we didn't have a big issue with it other than turn everything black when it was combined. But I'm afraid this year, if it stays hot and dry, we might be in trouble.
And Nick Galick in Northern Illinois shares his approach to controlling tough weeds like water hemp and giant ragweed.
I got out of college in 2000, so I came right in the middle of the Roundup.
Absolutely.
And developed the resistance. And it was a very cheap, efficient way to go about it, made a lot of money doing it. But that's come and gone. We got to do a two-pass program. The main thing for us, we got to keep them from coming up, or we got to kill it when it's little. It's fine if you got to do a rescue, but let's try to prevent getting to that point if any way possible.
Hear their stories and learn more at PlanSmartGrowSmart.com. At a hearing before the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, lawmakers reviewed a bipartisan proposal called the Renewable Fuel for Ocean-Going Vessels Act. The measure, sponsored by Nebraska Senator Pete Ricketts and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, would allow biodiesel and renewable diesel used in ships to generate renewable identification numbers, or RINs, under the Renewable Fuel Standard. That change would put marine biofuels on a more equal footing with highway diesel and jet fuel, making the product more attractive financially. Proponents told senators that the bill could open a significant new market for U.S. farmers and biofuel producers. Soybean oil, animal fats, and used cooking oil are all key feedstocks for biodiesel, and allowing vessels in U.S. ports to keep the RIN credits could boost demand. Industry groups also noted that international standards have recently cleared the way for marine engines to run on high blends of biodiesel or renewable diesel without costly retrofits. For rural America, that could mean stronger markets for crops and processing byproducts. At the bill's introduction, Senators Klobuchar and Ricketts said, quote, expanding the use of biofuels like renewable diesel strengthens American energy independence and reduces emissions and supports our farmers and boosts rural economies. But not everyone was convinced. Critics questioned whether biofuels could be supplied in large enough quantities at ports to make a real dent in marine emissions. They also warned of logistical hurdles, from storage tanks and blending infrastructure to the challenge of distributing biofuels to vessels on tight shipping schedules. Cost was also a concern. While bunker fuel is one of the dirtiest petroleum products, it is also one of the cheapest, and biodiesel remains more expensive. Those higher costs could slow down the supply chain, ultimately raising shipping fees for American businesses and consumers. I'll have more when we return.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Could the Renewable Fuels for Ocean-Going Ships Act spur new biofuel demand, or will costs and logistics slow adoption? For now, the bill has bipartisan support in the U.S. Senate, and the hearing last week shows Washington is at least considering the role farm-based fuels could play on the high seas. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF. Plan smart, grow smart with BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, isolated storms tonight and a low in the mid-60s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, still the chance of rain, highs in the upper 70s. More storms around Friday, high low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV, diet, Google lies. Good morning. Between love and money, she used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl, an American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl, an American girl. Well, she's got
before I left, he hugged my neck and said, won't you stay a little while? I never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me and you can't see me.
Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's just an old beat-up truck. Some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here now, he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat up box, it's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on nothing. So if you ever worry about me walking out, yeah, let me tell you something. I hold on. I hold on. Can you hear me, baby? I hold.
Yeah.
little Miss Honky Tonk. Yeah, I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little Miss Honky Tonk.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder, I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in, you took my hand, and we pretended like I was your guy. Tried to guess your middle name for 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. And we were buzzing, taking shots like it was nothing. Did the run and then you loved it, yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. Whoa, I told you I was gonna marry you. You probably didn't think that it was true. Jumped in right off the deep in that man. We'll be right back.
trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Trashy side.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Change a tire in the Citgo parking lot. He said we both could use a beer, and I said, hell, why not? What started out as one night turned to 6 months just like that. He never had a ring on, so I never thought to ask. But then last night I saw a message on his phone. Shower just as soon as he gets home, and I'll spend